Within the Ayanapa municipality, there are other monuments and interesting sites that attract visitors. The Ayanapa Aqueduct is one of the few that survive in Cyprus. It's also known as the Medieval Aqueduct, although its foundations date back to the Roman period. It is 2 kilometres long, from Manadou Nerou, that's water spring to the northeast of Ormidia village, to the monastery, and follows the easiest route possible given the existing topography. The water was channeled to the centre of the monastery courtyard and to the huge cistern under the sycamore tree in front of the southern gate. It was used for the irrigation of the vegetable gardens on the slope between the monastery and the sea. In 2006, the Department of Antiquities undertook the excavation and maintenance of the aqueduct under the Interreg III programme. The Thalassa Municipal Museum is housed in an interesting polyvalent building around 300 metres to the east of the monastery. The focus of the museum is the sea and its role and importance in the history of the island since antiquity. The Makronissos tombs are located to the west of Ayanapa, in the Makronissos locality. 17 tombs have been uncovered there, dating from the Greco-Roman period, 4th century BC to 4th century AD. Movable finds are scant as a result of illegal excavations in 1872 during the Turkish occupation. The Department of Antiquities excavated the area in 1974 and, more recently, in 1989-90. The finds that came to light date back to the Cypro-Classical and Hellenistic periods, that is, from the 5th to the 1st centuries BC. Our eyes are drawn to small churches and chapels, St. Mavra, St. Anthony, St. Barbara, Ayanargiri, St. Epiphanios, St. Thecla, cut in the rock by the sea, a few kilometres to the west of Ayanapa, St. George, St. Paraskevi, St. Timothy and Mavra, Apostolos Andreas and Prophetis Elias. The rocky Cavo Greco Cape, located between the popular resorts of Ayanapa and Protaras, constitutes a major attraction, both for the endless view it offers and for its hiking trails. It is a wilderness of rare natural beauty, which has been declared a national forest park and nature reserve. One of its trails is part of the E4 European Long Distance Path, extending from Gibraltar to Cyprus. The trail is 2 kilometres long and goes through the southeast coast of Cape Greco, which is included in the Aphrodite cultural route, since the area is associated by tradition with the existence of the sanctuary. Sea lovers can luxuriate on the golden sandy beaches that offer unique experiences and magic moments. Ayanapa, Aia Thekla, Nisi, Gonos, Makronissos, Londa, Vathia Konia, Bernera, Katsarka, Pantahou, Glikinero, Amos du Kampouri, and Kermia. All these beaches are regularly awarded the EU Blue Flag. The view from the sea can be just as spectacular. You could admire places such as Palatia and the Thalassines Spilies sea caves between Kermia Beach and Cape Greco. 10-metre-high caves carved by nature in the limestone rock so masterfully that they were deservedly named Palatia, palaces, by the locals. Ayanapa is truly ideal for sea sports fans, while its crystal-clear blue waters hold a breathtakingly beautiful wealth which will enchant even the most seasoned divers. But if you're simply looking for a spot to relax while basking in the sun and enjoying the view and the caress of the light sea breeze, you're in the perfect place. The cozy harbour of Ayanapa is the starting point for a short boat ride along the coast. There's an indoor track for sport lovers and a wide choice of open-air activities as well. Archery, soccer, nature trails, especially the Kermia to Ormidia E4 trail, bicycle tracks, especially the 32-kilometre circular route starting at Ayanapa and terminating at the Xylophagou medieval tower. The area is also famous for its amusement park known as Luna Park, as well as for its water park. Ayanapa nightlife is a reference point, mainly for the young, during the summer months.